Eduyas Perek Dal Mishnah Beis. Agav, what we brought before about Beis Hashanah, which is the Machlokes Beis Sham Beis Hill, the Mishnah brings over here two cases which are Bechlal Na Machlokes. The Mishnah brings a Derech Agav. Behema Shanolda Be Yomtiv. If a Behema is born on Yomtiv, and again, like we said Mishnah Alf through Kimt over here, and the Mishnah in Beitzo is, that's Yomtiv that fell on Sunday right after Shabbos. Hakol Moedim, everybody holds Shimuteres. That there's no problem of Shabbos being Mechen for Yomtiv, because the Vlad that's born wasn't formed the day before it was born. It wasn't Shabbos Mechen the Yomtiv. It was Huchan Kama days before. The process until the Behema is birthed. That process takes more than one day. So Mela, the behemoth is already Muchan, there's no problem with Achona. The Afroyach, Shiyotzim and Abeitza, and Afroyach that hatched out of its egg. Hakom Moidim Shuasa, that's for sure that he wasn't fully formed. The Gemara says that's also to eat. The chicken inside an egg has different like a sheretz. It's not an oif. Not nitin l'shchita. What is it? It's a live creature that has no heter. So that's for sure that he was not Muchan, not in a state of readiness to eat. And therefore, when he hatches, that's avada hachona. And therefore, hakol moedim shuasa. Now the Mishnah goes back to cases that are machloikis. Also, mishnayis and beitza. Hashechit chayev oif biyamtiv. Somebody shechts. The reason why the Mishnah says chayev oif not a behema, which would be the normal choice of a good meal for yamtiv, is because a behema is not chayev bekisui adam. Only a chay and a oif have a pasuk in Parshas Akrimos that you have to cover their blood after the shechita. So now he shechted. And what does he have? He has a dam from the shechita on the ground, and there's a mitzvah say deraisa of kisui adam. Beshamay oimrim yachbor, he should dig into the ground, bedeker, with some type of shovel, v'yichase, and he covers. He digs into the dirt, and he covers. Besil loimrim lo yishchot, he's not allowed to shecht. Elim ken hoyo loy offer muchan, unless he had dirt that was ready. He can't dig into the ground to get out dirt. He has to have a pile of dirt that's muchan for this purpose. Umoidim, Beshil is moidim to beshamay, shim shochat, that yeah, he's allowed to. Yachba b'deka v'yichasa. So it's a shala only l'gabi l'chadchila, not b'di'evet. What's the machlekes? So if you're arguing about a l'chadchila, not a b'di'evet, clearly we're not dealing with a deraisa. If it was deraisa, it would be also even b'di'evet. You can't do malacha because of a mitzvah say of kisui adam, you can't do malacha of malacha on yamtiv. No, one could be mefalpel asay, dechalois asay, yomtiv is an asay, and alois asay, whatever, there's a lot of raid. But al kaponim, the machlokes over here is gotta be one thing. The Gemara makes a major akim to the Gemara in Beitza. We're talking about the shovel, it has to be in the ground, and it has to be soft dirt. There's two problems with dirt. One problem is digging the shovel into the ground and pulling it out is chayrish, making a hole in the ground. The second thing is that the dirt is muktzah. Both of them are problematic, and both of them have to be gotten rid of. A, the shovel's in the ground, so there's no issa muktzah, because it's oymin lakach. Second, the dirt is soft, and memel, it's not charisha. That being said, the machlokes is tak only on a b'di'evet, but he still doesn't want to falozich on that, you shouldn't do it. And the Mishnah fears ois, sheyachma b'deka b'yichasa, she'efe kira, ashes from a fireplace, is muchon, and it's not a problem muktzah. So how does that fit in with what we were just talking about? Sounds like the end of the sentence. Moedim shim shochad, you could dig dirt because ashes, if you'd have a fireplace, with existing ashes, you'd be able to cover the dam with that because it's not muktzah. What does that have to do with anything? So the Rab brings from the Gemara over there, Beitzah dam ches, you have to say it's like the eifer kira muchanu. Eifer kira is mechlal, not a problem. Certainly no charisha, it's not on the ground. Second of all, it's muchan l'shimush. So it's not muktzah. Mishnah Gimel, Beshamay Oimrim Hevker La'aniyim Hevker. The word Hevker, when we say it, you'll recognize it. Hevker. Everybody knows what Hevker is. But the word is spelled over here in the Mishnah with a beis. Hevker. Now, Beshamay holds that Shaykh to make a Hevker, Shaykh to be Mafker something, not to the whole world, not that he's relinquishing Baalas Bechlal, he's Mafker only La'aniyim. Beisil Loimim, any Hevker. There's no such thing. Hefke means that something is totally rendered ownerless. Well, what's the machlokes over here? So, like every other din, it has to be learned out from someplace in the Torah. The Torah has certain types of momoin, which the Bailim is considered legally as no longer owning. In fact, he's not allowed to take it back. He declares it, Peya, Leka, Chikra, Peya, these type of matnas aniyim. And they clearly hefker, but only tanim. Beshamay says, okay, shteito, that is a musig, of relinquished bailus insofar as anim is concerned, but not legabi ashir. Pesil says, no such thing. The model of hefker in the Torah is when there's complete ownerlessness, that's by Shemitah. What maybe you'll explain according to Beis Hillel is that you can't learn out of Shemitah because Shemitah is the Torah's mafka. It means you can't do it yourself. One. Beis Shammai, what you're going to have to say is Matzanim is a Bazunder Gzeres HaKosov, and that's why Beis Hillel doesn't hold that that's a model of what a person can do himself. So that's why each one is not going to learn out from the other one. Another Machlokes is also the Gabi Matzanim, but a separate Machlokes. Kol Omrei HaSodeh Shel Kav Kav, all the sheaves in a field of Tvua, each one that has a certain amount, a kav. The echot shel abo kav. There's all of them are kav. And there's one pile that has arba kav. Ushchochoy. And he forgot the bigger one, the jumbo one, the one that's arba kav. The shamayamim ene shikho. It's not considered left behind. It doesn't become hefkalanim. He's allowed to take it. Because since it's so much bigger than the other ones, we say that's something for sure he's going to remember. We don't see it as forgotten, even though temporarily he forgot it. He's definitely going to remember. Even though maybe Hitaka is always going to come back to it. But for right now, he forgot it. If he forgot it right now, that renders it hefka with the rest of the stuff that's in the field.